I came across this big story about how the Pope has gone on Twitter. And then there was a big news story also about bishops encouraging people to tweet Christmas messages and so forth. And the way people are surprised at that reminds me of the way people pretend to be surprised when clergy admit to having heard the occasional rude word. Never mind clergy actually using them, let's not go there. Or having watched a soap or something like that. And it's taken for granted we're too unworldly for all this kind of thing. But even speaking as somebody who struggles with any kind of technology, I don't think people ought to assume that all my fellow clergy are as dim as I am about this. I don't buy into the panic either, you know, the panic that you sometimes hear about social media and electronic communication. OK, we all know it can be poisonous and destructive, but there is another side to it. In the aftermath of the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand, there was one student, Sam Johnson. He put out a call through Twitter for help in clearing up after the earthquake and doing some basic rescue work. And thousands of students from all across New Zealand turned up, and they spent weeks and months in Christchurch doing that essential work and getting the community on its feet again. I went to Christchurch a few weeks ago and actually met Sam and some of the others who were involved. And I got to speak at a rock concert that had been laid on free of charge to celebrate all this achievement. Rock concerts and archbishops are about as unlikely a combination as Twitter and the Pope, I know. But what an occasion. It was a fantastic witness to what small initiatives can turn into. And I guess for me as a Christian, Christmas is about God's small initiative, a single baby whose destiny is to change the entire world. And I think if we find that hard to believe, I wonder if it makes it a bit easier when we think of what small initiatives like Sam's can achieve.